T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:16 on this Thursday, December 2nd, day 95 of the Ida recovery. Somebody texted in that I don't like Brian Kelly as the new coach. I love Brian Kelly as a new coach of LSU. I'm poking fun at his serious nature like Bill Belichick has, where he's a great head coach, but he just doesn't really enjoy press conferences at all, and sometimes I find that humorous. It is going to be warm today, relatively speaking, by December standards, highs of 76. I found it hot yesterday, but I was doing some stuff outside. I don't know if you did or not. Overall, though, I guess pleasant. Tomorrow, some sun at times, highs of 74, overnight lows in the 50s to maybe 60s, north and south shores. And really, we talked to your local weather expert, Peyton Malone, earlier, and he's saying up until 2 weeks, he doesn't see any real cold weather coming in. Glenn Ritchie joins us, a Harvard eminent scholar in supply chain management at Auburn University and research director at the Center for Supply Chain Innovation, an expert in logistics, global supply chain strategy, and international business. Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tommy. How are you?
Oh, you're not doing great after the Iron Bowl, and you know it.
Well, I have a little split allegiance there. I have an undergraduate degree from the University of Alabama, so I'm kind of Benedict Auburn over here, you know?
Well, the other thing is you can't lose. You can look at it as you either can't lose or you can't win, right? The one thing I would
soccer, we can't tie, you know?
Yeah, so. If you see that cornerback on campus, you might want to tell him you got to challenge that receiver, the route. You can't just let him decide whether he's going inside or outside. You've really got to step up and force him one way or the other, because if you look at the play, and I know that's not why you're on, Glenn, but he kind of steps up to challenge the guy, and he takes a step inside, but then he kind of misses and whiffs on that, and then the receiver goes outside, and then it's all over. But enough of that. Let's talk about let's talk about the – I haven't studied the play or anything. I'm just saying, you know, from an outsider's opinion. Let's talk about the supply chain issues as we head into the holiday season. What are your concerns, and what should people be concerned about as they try to get themselves prepared for Christmas and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've talked so much about this, and I had a conversation with a couple of different companies this week, and you know, I think that the magic word, unfortunately, because of the holiday season, is just to try to be patient. I would expect that a number of your listeners, just like I am, are getting these messages that things are delayed 3 days, 4 days, you know, or maybe longer. And you know, I would just have to have a little patience and try to get through the holiday season and hope that things continue to improve. And they are improving. We're getting a little more slack in the system. We're getting things that are starting to push through a little bit. And like I said, I think the last time, you know, remember that you've got your local businesses out there that can support you during the holiday season, and try to support those folks too. They're an important part of the community.
I ordered something from a company. It was L.L. Bean, I'll say it, and I freaked out because I'm thinking supply chain issues. I'm going to pay for the advanced shipping or whatever it is because I want to make sure I get it. And I got it the next day, which made me think that maybe I overreacted. I want to ask you about the differences from company to company. Does it matter if one's on the East Coast, one's on the West Coast, or not? We'll talk about truck drivers, panic buying, et cetera, and ways to best navigate the holiday season as it relates to the supply chain issues. 621, Glenn Ritchie, our guest. Time for traffic now on WWL. 625 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Day 95 of Ida Recovery, Thursday, December 2nd, counting down to the big day. Glenn Ritchie is our guest, a Harvard Eminent Scholar in Supply Chain Management at Auburn University, Research Director of the Center for Supply Chain Innovation, and he's been our go-to guy, an expert in logistics, global supply chain strategy, and international business. And Glenn, it really is amazing how the supply chain is something we all take for granted until it doesn't go right, huh?
That's exactly right. You know, I tell a lot of people that we were kind of the shadow part of business before the pandemic, and the pandemic kind of ripped the scab off of that. Now most everybody knows what supply chains are.
So I mentioned specifically L.L. Bean because it's a long story, but I wanted to get some stuff from there for some people for gifts. And I went with the express shipping or whatever it was, paid the extra $20 because I was freaked out with the supply chain issues, et cetera. Does it vary from company to company? I don't know where L.L. Bean's products are made. I'm not trying to do a commercial for L.L. Bean. But I guess it all depends on what stuff is made in the United States and not. And is the stuff that's made in the United States less subject to supply chain issues than is the stuff that's imported?
Yeah. It definitely differs company to company. It differs industry to industry. And it shortens the supply chain, obviously, if you buy from somewhere in the United States. So that, you know, helps a lot with kind of the what we call cycle time, the time from when you place your order to when it arrives at your home. Don't feel bad about the paying the extra for the shipping, Tommy. I've done the same thing and had the same result. And that's a really, really nice thing to see. Because of the stresses on the system, we're seeing some interesting things happening. I'm not sure if you saw in the news yesterday, I won't say what the delivery company was, but we had a delivery company outside of Birmingham that one of their drivers dumped something like 300 to 400 packages in the woods. So I guess we're not necessarily out of the woods yet. And one of the things that we have to do
You're in the woods.
Supply chain. Yeah, as supply Literally. Chain executives. Is we definitely need to make sure that who we're hiring and selecting is the right type of person that understands the responsibilities and security issues of the job. And so there are contingency issues where those type of things may pop up. I've never seen that happen before, but this was probably just a mistake. And maybe an employee that, because it is a stressful time of the season, chose to do the wrong thing. Industries like textiles are dumping all of the product they possibly can into the system. And so if you order the right things, they'll be there and there'll be plenty of them. But it's difficult to tell with no transparency, you know, what are the safe items and what aren't.
So your advice, final advice to consumers that are trying to shop this hurricane season, they want to shop online, they want to order things, they want to make sure they get it in time, would be what? Have it shipped, drop shipped, if you will, to the person that's getting the gift, even though it may not time out with Christmas, have it sent to their own house and then mail it and hope for the best. What would you say?
Yeah, I think sending it to the individual is a way to cut down the speed as well, especially if it's going to be one of these issues where you have it delivered to you and then you're going to package it back up and deliver it again. You know, the more we can limit the number of shipments, the easier it is in the system, and the more likely that you'll actually get the product. And remember, there's another side to this whole holiday season, and that's that we buy things for people that they don't like. And when you buy something that ends up being returned, you add more complexity to the system. And, of course, we do return a lot of things. There's also a problematic issue with sometimes when we're buying clothing sizes and that type of stuff this year, we'll buy two, three, or four different sizes, right, and see what fits and what doesn't. And I'd like to encourage people not to do that. You know, it'd be better to you know, buy what you think fits, stick with that, don't buy the multiple options, and that'll make it easier on the system and on the companies.
Thank you, Glenn.
But yeah,
I appreciate
your time. Patience is the game.
Yes, sir. Patience is the key. Thank you. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Mike Strain right now. It's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
WWL News Time 6.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.